Dear Cheap Astronomy, why do we talk about microgravity in low Earth orbit? The force of gravity on Earth's surface at sea level is 1G. Or since gravity is really an acceleratory force, it's 9.8 meters per second per second. So if you jump off a chair, you'll accelerate at about 9.8 meters per second per second, as much as you will off a tall building. Unfortunately, jumping off a tall building will see you keep on accelerating, so by the time you do hit the ground, the speed you're at will probably kill you. But the more altitude you gain, that is, the further you are from the Earth's center of mass, the weaker the force of gravity becomes. So at the altitude of the International Space Station, about 400 kilometers above sea level, the force of gravity is about 90% G, or about 8.8 meters per second per second. And at this altitude, it's possible to fall around the planet. And since you maintain the same altitude all the way around, your speed doesn't increase. Now you might reasonably pause here and think this is a bit odd. When you're in orbit, you are definitely falling, and you are definitely in a gravity field. But for some reason, you don't accelerate. You might speed up and down a bit in an elliptical orbit, but your net speed should remain constant. From a Newtonian viewpoint, you could explain this in terms of orbital mechanics. As you orbit, any increase in speed will raise the altitude of your orbit, which then shifts you into a weaker gravity field, which then reduces the acceleratory force that's acting upon you. So the net balance of forces will work to keep you at a constant velocity and a constant altitude. The Einsteinian viewpoint of the situation is a bit different. If you are in a roughly circular orbit around a massive spherical body, then you are always moving through a region of equivalent space-time curvature. So neither you nor someone on the surface should see your speed accelerate or decelerate. So, if you are in orbit and you maintain a constant altitude, you will maintain a constant net velocity, even though you are in a gravity field, which has a force of around 90% of what it would be on the Earth's surface. But then you might reasonably pause to wonder why in orbit you experience weightlessness. After all, if you are flying in a commercial jet at a constant velocity and altitude, you don't find yourself floating around the cabin. The answer to that is that the plane is resisting your natural tendency to fall, which means you can stand up on the cabin's floor because that floor is pushing back, preventing you from following your natural tendency to fall towards the centre of the Earth. So, on a plane, the plane is resisting your natural tendency to fall, but in an orbiting spacecraft, neither you nor the spacecraft are resisting that natural tendency to fall. Both you and it are falling, but you are both falling so fast that you keep missing the ground and just keep falling around and around our spherical Earth. So, in orbit, you're falling, but since you're falling without actually changing your altitude, that is, your distance from the Earth's center of mass, you fall at a net constant velocity, and, unlike how it is in a plane, both you and the spacecraft are falling, so there's nothing that's going to hold you onto the floor. You just float. And as much as you might try to stand on a set of scales to measure your weight, you just keep on floating. And so you must deduce you are weightless. Although very tiny amounts of acceleration and deceleration that may occur through a slightly elliptical orbit will give you a sense that there is just a tiny bit of what you call microgravity within your environment. At the end of the day, this really is about relativity. While you're in orbit, someone on the Earth's surface might well think you're under the influence of 90% of the Earth's surface gravity, and they'd be right. But for you, well, You are where you are, floating weightless in microgravity. There is no absolute correct explanation for what's happening. Nonetheless, everyone is correctly perceiving what's happening relative to their frame of reference.